Hong Kong's chief executive, Tung Chee Wah, has postponed Wednesday's scheduled vote in the territory's parliament on a controversial security law. The decision follows the defection of one of Tung's key supporters in the legislature and comes less than a week after 500,000 people demonstrated in the streets of Hong Kong against the measure. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Hong Kong.
They're calling it a victory for people power in Hong Kong. On Saturday, Chief Executive Tung Chee Hwa announced some concessions to the security bill known as Article 23. But he insisted he would push ahead with making the bill law this week. Then, late last night, a senior pro-Beijing politician of the Liberal Party resigned from Hong Kong's senior policy-making body, saying more time was needed to reassure the public about the legislation. With even such pro-Beijing figures deserting him, Tung had no choice but to defer the bill, though he gave no time frame for its reintroduction. Richard Choi, organizer of last week's march, which brought 500,000 people out onto the streets, says it's a massive victory for the people of the city.
Yeah, of course, it's a quick turning point for Hong Kong history. I think the July 1st march shows that it's the first time Hong Kong people can stand up to fight for their own rights. That march is against the government's will. And people, if they can stand up, they will have their power.
Hong Kong's system, since becoming part of China 6 years ago, is a curious one. Imagine Hawaii becoming part of the United States, but maintaining a completely different political and legal system. In Hong Kong, it's known as One Country, Two Systems, and it was set in place to protect the territory's Western-style civil liberties and assuage Hong Kongers' fears that the Chinese Communist Party would make it just like any other Chinese city. That's what's been behind the recent protests. Many here feel that Article 23, in its original wording, gave the Hong Kong government powers similar to those on the mainland, vaguely worded security laws that allowed the government to define who is subversive, seditious, or endangering state security. Joseph Cheng of Hong Kong's City University says today's events have huge implications for Tung Chee Hwa and the Hong Kong government.
It is very significant that the Tung administration has been reduced to a kind of lame duck government now because it has lost the support of the public and it has not been able to secure the firm support even of the business community as represented by the Liberal Party. Furthermore, at least in the eyes of Beijing, it is seen to have been incompetent. It has failed to deliver.
First thing to look for will be whether Beijing continues to back Tung. If it doesn't, it will be even more of a loss of face for both the Hong Kong and Beijing governments. And some formula may be found for Tung Chee Hwa to actually step down as chief executive. If Beijing does back Tung, then there's no guarantee that the protests will come to an end. Article 23 may be watered down enough to satisfy its opponents, but the previously apolitical Hong Kongers have smelt blood. With the post-handover economy still in a mess and clear evidence of what people power can do, they may be emboldened to push for even more freedoms. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Hong Kong.